Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name's Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit ups.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, everyone. This is Maheen, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the strategies helping organizations turn knowledge into a true competitive asset. Now, today, we're kind of diving into e-learning and corporate training and how to modernize learning for the AI era. Our guest is Ashley Chiasson, the Senior Lead Instructional Designer at Innovatia Inc., an award-winning developer and author with nearly 20 years of experience. Ashley helps enterprise organizations design, deliver, and govern training that actually improves performance. In this episode, we'll explore how learning is evolving in regulated industries, what types of training improve time to proficiency, how to measure training ROI, and why AI upskilling needs to start now. Without further ado, let's get started and welcome Ashley. Ashley, we're very pleased to have you on the show today. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
Very pleased for you to be here as well. Now, Ashley, let's begin by understanding the evolution of learning in regulated industries. I mean, your work is critical for enterprise organizations, particularly those in high regulated industries like banking and energy. Tell us, how do learning and training programs strengthen compliance in regulated industries, and how has L&D evolved to support AI-ready ecosystems and structured content?
So in regulated industries, honestly, I feel like training isn't just a nice to have. It's one of the strongest levers that organizations really have to reduce compliance risk, because the more clearly employees understand what to do, how to do it, and why it matters, the fewer errors, escalations, and auditing issues clients tend to see. So what's changing today is that learning and content ecosystems really can't operate in silos anymore. Compliance training has to connect structured content and knowledge bases and governance frameworks. So at Innovatia, we really help organizations capture, organize, and share their knowledge so it becomes more easily located, consistent, and AI ready. We also ensure that we're using AI to support our workflows and be more efficient in the work that we do. So ultimately, when training is aligned with a structured content foundation, there are more clear processes and compliance controls, and that helps ensure that employees get the right information at the right time. This is the difference that will really improve compliance, decision-making, and creating systems where both humans and AI agents can perform more reliably.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a vital strategic focus, Ashley, and it highlights that modern training is a non-negotiable component of governance and compliance in regulated sectors. Now let's explore the strategic importance of customization and the goal of faster proficiency. Ashley, Innovatia helps clients create high-impact e-learning and structured content, and you believe customization is quite the key to accelerating results. Tell us, why is customization so essential in learning programs today, and how do role-specific workflows accelerate employee proficiency with new ERPs or complex systems?
Absolutely. Customization is really essential because employees don't learn in a vacuum. They learn in the context of their role, their tools, and their daily decision points. So a lot of the times, off-the-shelf training, it rarely reflects the real workflows that people are actually using. So when we customize learning, we're really anchoring that content to the actual systems, terminology, and the tasks that employees face, which is so important during ERP implementations or when new or complex systems are being introduced. And then role-specific workflows shorten time to proficiency because they bridge the gap between knowing and doing. Employees aren't just being shown the features of a new system. Instead, they're being guided step by step through the exact tasks that they're going to be expected to perform on the job. So at InnovationShare, learning solutions really focus on interactive simulations, performance support tools, and microlearning that accelerates readiness and reduces business disruption, which results in faster adoption, fewer errors, and a smoother overall transition across the organization.
Mm-hmm. No, that is a clear strategic insight, Ashley, and proves that tailored content is far more efficient than the generic training for complex job roles. So thank you for highlighting that. Now let's discuss the practical ways organizations can measure the return on investment for their learning initiatives. Ashley, ensuring training shows a clear return on investment is so crucial for securing budget and demonstrating value. Tell us, how can organizations measure ROI in learning beyond attendance, and which formats like simulations or perhaps self-directed e-learning drive the highest engagement and success?
So to measure learning return on investment, organizations need to move beyond simply counting course completions, how much attendance there is. Attendance is going to tell you who showed up to the training, not whether the training actually worked. So compliance training is a great example. Employees are required to take this training, and because of that, it kind of skews the data if you're only measuring course completion. Instead, we need to look at the metrics that tie more directly to business performance, such as reductions in errors or rework, faster time to proficiency, a decrease in support tickets or escalations, improve compliance outcomes, and employee confidence and task success rates. So in terms of formats, the highest ROI we find often comes from training that feels relevant and practical. And that's the type of training such as interactive simulations and scenario-based learning, because that allows learners to kind of practice in the safe space of the e-learning before they have to interact in real-world contexts. And so simulations and scenario-based learning allow learners to retain more information, make fewer mistakes, and often adopt new tools faster. Self-directed learning is also highly effective when it's modular and aligned to real workflows, because self-directed learning allows employees to learn in the moment of need, and that's going to improve both performance and engagement. So ultimately, return on investment in learning improves when the learning is relevant, actionable, and connected to how people are actually working.
Right. Well, that is a very practical approach too, and it highlights that engagement and measurable outcomes, they are the ultimate proof of a successful learning strategy. Now let's look at the strategic challenge of really the upskilling for AI adoption and the value of your background. Actually, with AI and new software being adopted rapidly, upskilling is such a top priority for organizations. Tell us, when should companies begin planning training for AI adoption or new software, and what lead time is needed to build or update high-quality custom learning programs?
So, frankly, I think that companies should start planning their training as soon as they begin evaluating a new AI tool, or very shortly after. Or before adopting a new system, not after purchasing it. The biggest delays I find in AI adoption often aren't technical. They're usually content related. AI only performs as well as the content and processes behind it. So if content is inconsistent, siloed, or outdated, organizations often spend a lot more time getting their information architecture ready before AI can function effectively. AI tools can really be powerful throughout our workflows. However, they can also be shiny objects that have limited adoption rates. Therefore, I think tools should be carefully evaluated and introduced intentionally. I think high-quality custom learning programs also require thoughtful lead time because typically you want time for a content audit and needs analysis, time to update or restructure content for accuracy, time to design simulations, workflows, and role-specific training, and time for testing and change management support. So I really feel that organizations that prepare early reduce disruption, they're going to accelerate adoption, and they're going to see a much stronger ROI. So in short, I think all that to say, start early, even if the system is still being configured, training and governance can be woven into implementation from day one.
Mm-hmm. That is crucial planning advice, Ashley. Thank you so much for that. And it shows that training should precede the technology implementation to ensure smooth adoption and compliance. Finally, let's discuss Innovatia's legacy and future vision. Innovatia is one of North America's largest documentation and training outsources, founded as an R&D subsidiary of a major telecommunications provider. Tell us, what is Innovatia's long-term vision for organizing knowledge in the AI era, and how do content strategy and technical writing turn organizational knowledge into a strategic asset?
Absolutely. Our vision is bold, but it's straightforward. We want to be recognized as the global leader in enterprise knowledge management, the partner organizations want to turn to when they need to transform how they capture, manage, and leverage their organizational knowledge. So what excites me about this moment in time is that AI has finally made the business case for doing content right. For years, we have been telling clients that structured content and strong governance pays dividends. Now, with AI adoption accelerating, they're seeing it firsthand. Companies that invested in their content infrastructure are implementing AI solutions in months. Those that didn't, they're spending a year or more just getting their content house in order, so to speak. This is where our expertise really becomes invaluable. Content strategy turns chaos into clarity. It's the comprehensive plan that aligns content across the organization, creates scalable systems, and ensures everything is compliant and findable. So content development that brings that strategy to life with documentation that's accurate, modular, and optimized for AI performance. These are then enforced through customized learning to support organizational understanding and governance. Together, they transform knowledge from something reactive, such as we need a manual for this, into something more proactive and strategic. You end up preserving institutional knowledge, accelerating employer readiness, improving customer experience, and future-proofing your organization for whatever technology comes next. We've been perfecting this approach with companies across banking, healthcare, energy, and manufacturing, and the results speak for themselves. Reduce costs, faster time to market, and knowledge that really drives business performance.
Mm-hmm. That is an inspiring vision, Ashley, and it confirms that content strategy and AI readiness, they are the core pillars of Innovatia's future mission. As we wrap up now, what is that one core message that you want listeners to remember about confidently investing in their people?
For me, the core message is remember that investing in your people is really an investment in yours or your organization's future. When employees feel confident, capable, and supported, they are going to deliver better results and create better experiences for your customers or even in-house. Training isn't a cost. It's one of the most powerful ways to unlock potential across your business.
That is powerful and a very actionable message. Thank you so much, Ashley, for being on the show with us. Thank you for sharing your expertise and your vision.
Thank you so much for having me.
Listeners, that was a great conversation with Ashley on the evolution of learning, improving time to proficiency, and how organizations can measure the ROI of training. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. Please subscribe for more insights and visit CanadianSME.ca for tools and resources that support your success. A big shout out to our partners, UBS, AB Global College, ADP, and Google, supporting small businesses across Canada. Please keep moving forward, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit CanadianSME.ca to subscribe and join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.